Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a good day, even if we're miles away. It's a good day.
Hello, and welcome to another Portrait of the Day. We're painting word pictures here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And so let's see how well all of the artists, I have artistes on this program. Rich McFadden, artiste.
I'm a sandwich artiste.
Yes, you are. You're eating his breakfast sandwich.
Molly brought me cookies from
Trader
Joe's.
Oh, did she?
Isn't
that sweet?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good thing I'm not around trying to get rid of that.
I know. She always does that.
Yeah, very nice. She's trying to bring, it's like an apple to the teacher.
I can't resist.
Molly Page is here to disseminate the news and information that the rest of us don't care anything about. Ken Kessler is here.
I do my best.
You know what I found? It was really enjoyable in the last hour, and I was going to point it out, and it may not mean anything except it's a nice anecdotal little fun thing. Molly is in a different studio than Richie is. Richie's behind the glass, and then there's another studio. So Molly's over there. So during the last hour, Molly was very all serious about a particular news story, and she had a cough. So she set the microphone off thinking that no one would hear her cough, but the cough went around the corner. You can hear it on Richie's microphone. Okay.
Did you hear the expletives as well?
I didn't hear any expletives, okay. No. I just heard that. Okay. So there's a study that has been published today. Basically, not great news for religionists or those who especially identify themselves as Christians. Would you please fill us in, Ms. Page?
Indeed. It's mainly because millennials are not as religious. Mm-hmm. This is the takeaway from a Pew Research Center study. It was released just yesterday. The study says the Christian percentage of the population has dropped about 8 points from 78.4% in 2007 to 70.6% today. Hinduism and Islam made small but significant gains, but the big drop in Christianity comes from people who now identify themselves as unaffiliated with any faith.
Here.
I saw a story that said nuns are on the rise, and I thought,
not
there
those
are more
kind of
penguins?
Nuns.
Yeah. No, they were referring religion to this study. Yeah.
There's a great song from Van Morrison, which sort of typified where I was going when it first came out, and it's called No Religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as dramatic as Imagine, the John Lennon song.
Right.
But it's sort of
I
in
know
there.
That song.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Both of them are great songs and explain. Those of you who believe that you must find God through a religion, so be it. God bless you if that's what you want to do. I find God in everything. I give thanks every day. And I believe that my word goes straight to the source, if you will, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call the energy that is the creator of everything. And this is what I'm comfortable with. Everybody's comfortable with something different. The thing that I find difficult is all of those people who would criticize someone for not following what his or her faith is all about. If you have something that makes you, according to you, a better person, whether it's that table, whether it's a light bulb, whether it's a dog, I worshipped my dog. Remember dog spelled backwards? It's God. I saw a bumper sticker once. I had that on and I thought, bingo! That dog, for me, was the closest connection to a God source because of her love, because of her energy, because of what she taught me. And we all maybe find it in different ways. Yoda is another way for me, in my mind, in my reality, to identify with a God source, with that energy, with whatever it is that has created this thing called life that we have no real understanding of.
Did you say Yoda from Star
Yoda
Wars?
From Star Wars, yeah. Yoda from Star Wars is a terrific
Give her the 20-second explanation of why.
Oh, you don't know about Yoda? Are you a non-Star Wars person?
No. Molly loves Yoda, but I don't understand how that's the connection to God.
To God?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that you understand, if you understand the dark side.
The spiritual side of Star Wars.
Right.
It's a lot deeper.
Oh, the Force.
Yeah,
the force
okay. is the force of God. The force, and that's right, Richie. The Star Wars theory is the same theory as the Cowboys and Indians, the good guys and the bad guys. That's all this is.
Yeah, wait, let's not do the Cowboys and Indians thing. That's
there's a lot bigger
rude.
Connection well, to theology know. Than yeah. Cowboys and Indians and
I don't
Star
mean
Wars.
It. No, you're right. Molly, thank you. It isn't Cowboys and Indians. I misspoke, and I did. It's the main street in Kevin Klein and what's his face? I talked about it the other day. I never can remember the name of that movie.
Silverado.
Thank you.
Oh, I love Silverado. Yeah.
Where Kevin Klein bumps off, what's his face?
You mean Kevin Costner?
No. Nope.
Kevin Klein was in?
Kevin Klein was
in. You're not thinking of Silverado. You're thinking about
Tombstone. Some other.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Okay.
Anyway, that we're getting sidetracked. The point is that the good guys and the bad guys, that's what the good zombies and the bad zombies.
Wyatt Earp.
Any of these stories that we read, I went to see the movie Far From the Maddening Crowd this past weekend. There's a bad guy in there, a soldier. But that's just how we always have to have good guys and bad guys, good politicians and bad politicians, whatever. I'm just saying that the reality of where we get our values comes from what we believe in our own heart is the source. What teaches us right from wrong, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
This is interesting. One of the things that they say is causing the decrease in Christianity is the older population of the world, but the United States is not passing it on to the younger population, the millennials. But they also say that Americans are marrying later and increasingly to spouses who don't share their faith.
Yes.
And having fewer children.
Oh, my God. I sat when I was at Megan's house on Mother's Day. She has the New York Times. She reads the New York Times cover to cover every day. And the
perfect example, right?
Of
your daughter married later, and
yep.
Isn't her husband Jewish?
Yeah, not really, but yes, part of his father.
Exactly.
Jewish. Yeah, right. So, but I'm looking at there's a page or there's a whole section in the New York Times of people who are getting married this weekend. And I'm looking at the names, I'm looking at the pictures, I'm looking at the ages. And you have just said what was that the basic
yeah.
in that whole section is Jewish guy marries a Muslim woman. There was a Christian guy marrying Jewish. That's no big deal. But they're mixing up faiths, and an Asian guy marries a Latina. Let's see here. I'm trying to remember some of the other things that stood out to me. But it's just like a mix.
Even whittles down as little as my wife is a Latina.
Right, and you're
so
an Irishman.
So she's Catholic, yeah, and I'm an Irishman, so I was Episcopal growing up. And so my kids were baptized in the Catholic Church, so I'm like the only one. Even the dogs are Catholic in my house.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, my wife is like, a little bit with the Catholic Church, so it's, you know. And so, I definitely see this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Molly, you've cast aside your religion. Kenny, you changed religions. So this is what it is. Whatever, however you can find that which helps you become a better human being, that's what you embrace. Do it. And
but we all still believe.
We believe. I believe that you need to believe. How do you not believe in something? I mean,
let me tell you something.
How do you not? You, if you don't believe in something, you don't believe in yourself.
Once you get up a little bit in age and you start to realize what a just a tick of the clock our life is.
Yep.
And the bigger picture.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in anything before or after when you come or go, what a waste of time.
Right. And that's one of the reasons. Thank you. I'm changing my whole life. I decided a couple of months ago that what was going on in my life doesn't work for me anymore. And I'm done. So I'm selling. I'm moving from where I am. I don't know where I'm going. I haven't found a place yet. But I know that this place wasn't working for me. And the way my life was going wasn't working for me. And how things looked in the future. When I look at the last 3.5, 4 years and how I spent my life and things, how they've changed. And then I think about how quickly that 3.5 or 4 years has gone by. And then you look ahead to what is next over the next 30 years. How quickly is that going? I look at the last 30 years, and it seems like, whoosh,
yep.
Megan and I were talking about that as we were pushing Miles down the street the other day. That doesn't sound right. we were Miles, Megan and I went to the farmer's market, and we had Miles in a baby carriage. And we were talking about his life and what he has to look forward to and how even now he's 4.5 months old. Seems like seconds ago he was born. And Megan and I were talking about when she was that age. And that seems like only minutes ago. So whatever you're doing with your life, stop wasting whatever time you may be involved in and thinking about the past and blaming and all of that stuff serves you not. Let's go right to Ron, Richie. You got him? Ron, are you there? I'm not doing a good job with
hold on a second.
Commercials and stuff.
He is there.
I need to get to this. Thank you, Molly, for bringing us that story because it was good food for thought stuff.
Hey, Ron, are you there?
Ron, Richie, do a sit 30-second spot and then we get him.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
When you do have to work on an old bike, it's way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on.
And as always,
some people think it's cool, some people think it's stupid.
Today on American Biker Minute,
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. What do we got here?
Used to be a 1980 Heritage Softail. It's not soft anymore. Strutted out the fenders, but put a little springy seat on it. Milwaukee should have done springy seats and no suspension. That's way better than that crap they had underneath there. We just took everything off of it that wasn't essential. Way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on. Then when you do have to work on an old bike, it's less stuff to take off to get to it. You stick your head down in there and say, oh, that's what the problem is. I don't have to take off a million covers first. It might get a little complicated. I don't have any experience doing that, but we'll figure it out.
What are you doing?
Some people think it's cool. Some people think it's stupid.
American Biker Minute.
You don't learn unless you try.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare yourself for a brighter future? Here's the two keys.
First, be learning, not learned. A diploma or certification isn't the end. It's the beginning. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning.
Learn from your successes, from your mistakes, from others, from books.
Learn anywhere and everywhere you can.
The second key to a brighter future is, don't just live and learn, apply it. Knowledge has no value. You gain from it by putting it to use.
So make time for learning, but only after you've asked an incredibly important question. Will you apply it? If not, don't waste your time.
The power in learning comes from living it. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a new profession on the horizon: laughter coaches. Now, before you laugh and call this profession silly, there may be some benefit in the humble giggle. Here's the science of it. Actually, laughter coaching is a part of traditional yoga, and it uses twister-like poses and exercises which are designed to make people laugh. Why? Laughing is good for the heart. Some researchers estimate that 1 minute of laughter, that's about 100 giggles, is roughly equivalent to 6 to 10 minutes of hard work on an exercise bike. And laughter also decreases blood pressure, elevates the mood, and improves immunity.
Now that's funny.
What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to improve your health? Either sweat it off or laugh it off, or maybe a combo of the two. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, let's help ourselves to some super beats for super energy and a super life. Super beats. Better than regular beats. Better than beet juice. Better than even having a whole beet that's non-GMO. This beats everything else. You'll want to call for Super Beets, 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com and get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free. First order is 3 months. You get an extra month free, money-back guarantee, free book, Beat the Odds. 800-655-4183 to feel your best all the time. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets.